and a starved bobcat jumped on him out of the tree. And he thought that off, and the other one run and got my grandfather. I guess that is Big Mother's father. And he came down there, and that man is chewed and clawed, and he's still fighting it off. And he got down there with his gun and killed it. And they had to patch that old guy up. And also, I guess that was my great-grandfather, too. He was hoeing and working in the field with a hoe. They had some big, heavy hoes they used. And his dog got in a fight with the bobcat. Them bobcats must have been a lot worse than they are today.
Maybe bigger or something.
Maybe bigger or something. And that dog got in a fight with that bobcat and ripped him wide open. And my grandfather run in there and said, "It's hurting my dog, boy." And he clobbered and finally killed that bobcat with a hoe. And they carried that dog back up and they sewed that dog's entrails back up.
Put him in
the hole, sewed him up, and the dog got well.
Oh,
my. Hey, before you forget, tell Kathy about one of those wagon masters was playing off, and this Negro fella came up.
Oh, did I tell you about that?
I'm not sure.
Well, one of the wagon masters, he's still playing there, I think, the last I knew. And he had an orchestra. He wasn't working at the farm at this time. And some colored guy come there and said, "Did I play some kind of a wind instrument? Could I sit in with you fellas?" He says, "Well, no. We can't now, but we do have guest artists on Friday night, and we might be like to set in on a Friday night." And it made the nigger man mad, and he said, "Oh, you're just raise your prejudice, raise and thunder with it. Raise your prejudice. Now, just call them black, you don't want me to set in with you." And he sat there and listened for that about 10 minutes. Finally, the nigger man run out of steam, kind of quiet down, and he looked at him and says, "Well, you say I'm racial prejudiced. I really am. I'm awful racial prejudiced. I'm American Indian, and I hate the Germans, and I hate the English, and I hate all of them. And if I had my way, you'd swim back to Africa with an Italian under each arm." And that stopped that. He took off. But I've laughed about that 100 times.
Well, what else do you remember about Big Mama? Or?
You call her Big Mama or Big Mother?
Big Mother.
Big Mother. Big Mother.
The word grandma or grandmother. So she said, "Well, so they can tell which one they're talking about, you've got one grandmother already, and grand and big means the same thing, so you call me Big Mother."
But did you remember your grandmother?
No, I remember Big Mother.
Yeah, you remember Big Mother, but I mean, she not had her. A mother living, you meant.
No, uh-uh. See, and then and Pop's father was killed when he was a boy.
How old was
kid.
Just real
He don't even remember.
And he was killed, he's a deputy sheriff?
Yeah, he was appointed as deputy and tried to arrest the guy.
And the fella shot him?
Mm-hmm, and he died. In the Dunwood.
Did they ever find the guy that shot
him? Oh,
yeah,
they
changed his pen. He was in the pen several years. And Big Mother talked to him once, and he said, "Well, I should have let him arrest me." He says, "I killed him, and I'm sorry, but ain't no way to bring him back." One of our great grandmothers, during the Civil War, papered one whole room with Confederate money. See, after the Civil War, it wasn't worth nothing.
Yeah, I know. I wonder what it was worth.
Well, it was worth the same as the Norris at one time.
Probably quite a bit of money.
Of course it'd be worth something today, because you know a historical lot.
Now, they had lived there in East Texas, but now what? Now, Grandma said sometime they had been a tobacco farm in Kentucky.
Well, now that's the Great House.
Oh, that was the Great House.
That's the Great House.
Breakout. I keep getting all mixed up, don't I? Well, what,
but
as
the
far
first apartment, the best I can get out of it, the Whitemans came and were Indian traders to Indians on some islands near Boston.
And have any dates on
Well, it's real early. Because
they were Indian traders?
Yeah.
From England?
Yeah. From England, I presume. Mm-hmm. But they were originally Germans too, because Wiedmann, W-E-I-G-H-T, Wiedmann or Wiedner means wheat sower.
And they got Whitman out of that.
And that was anglicized to Whitman, W-H-I-T-M-A-N. And then, now whether them guys brought their own wives or married Americans or something up there in Boston, I don't know, but it's probably with some Indian blood there.